Now, a few names that are related to our main characters. So, the cliff where Lin Shu fell off is Mei Ling. Mei Ling. Mei Ling. The cliffs of Mei, second tone. The army that he was leading is the Chi Yan Army. So, Chi Yan Jun. Chi Yan Jun. The Chi Yan Army. At the end of the show, we see Jing Yan writing the name for the new army. So that one is called Chang Lin Jun. Chang, like Mei Chang Su, meaning long, and Lin, which is Lin Shu's name, Chang Lin Jun. Now, let's go over some names for the family members of our main characters. Ni Huang's younger brother is Mu Qing. Mu Qing, or she calls him Qing'er. Qing'er being a cute nickname. About Lin Shu's childhood, his father, the general Lin Xie. Lin Xie. Lin Xie, or as Xiaoshu calls him, Fu Shuai. So Fu is the same one as in Fu Qin, meaning father, and Shuai is for general. So father general, Fu Shuai. This is what Mei Changsu was mumbling in his fever dreams when he was very, very sick at Mount Jiuan. Lin Shu's mother is the Grand Princess Jin Yang. Jin Yang. It writes really similar to Jing Yan. It is very often confused, but it pronounces completely differently. So, the Grand Princess Jin Yang versus Prince Jing Yan. Moving on, we have the members of the Chiyan army. So, Nie Feng. Nie Feng. Nie Feng. Or, as Xiaodong calls him, Nie Da Ge. Nie Da Ge. Da Ge meaning older brother. In the books, Nie Feng has a younger brother. Who later on, actually, Ni Huang gets married to him. So instead of Wei Zheng going to Yunnan to help Ni Huang, this younger brother gets sent and they fall in love. So, Nie Duo, Nie Duo, Nie Duo. Now, Prince Jing's household. So we have the general Lie Zhan Ying. Lie Zhan Ying, Lie Zhan Ying, or Zhan Ying. There's also Qi Meng, Qi Meng. His adopted son, Xiao Ting Sheng, Xiao Ting Sheng, or simply Ting Sheng, Ting Sheng. And the all-important Dago. Fuo Ya, Fuo Ya, Fuo Ya.